I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Coming up, an ape man in Paris. But first, an ocean vortex figured in today's geo quiz. It's a huge area in the Pacific, and it's been accumulating massive amounts of trash. Researchers have been paying close attention. Among the latest to visit the area is a team from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego. The team's on board the research vessel New Horizon. That's where we reached graduate student Miriam Goldstein by satellite phone.
Well, we're about 1,000 miles off California, between California and Hawaii. So we're on essentially the northeastern side of the North Pacific Gyre.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the purpose of your mission, the North Pacific Ocean Gyre, which is roughly 1,000 miles off the coast of California, and that's the answer to our geo quiz today. What is an ocean gyre anyway?
An oceanic gyre is a large-scale circulation of the ocean that's driven by the jet stream in the north and the trade winds in the south, and it turns clockwise in sort of a slow whirlpool. So all that water turns towards the middle of the gyre.
And you are on an expedition to study the North Pacific Ocean Gyre, which is also known as the Great Pacific Ocean Garbage Patch because it's floating plastic, which wound up in the ocean. How did it get there?
Well, the way the gyre circulates, pretty much anything that comes off the west coast of North America or the east coast of Asia is likely to end up in the middle of the gyre. There's also some issues with ocean-based trash, such as fishing debris.
So it's sort of a mixture of fishing gear and plastic trash bags and other plastic debris?
Well, actually, it's not very much that's visible. We certainly have seen those things, but actually, those are the least common types of debris. The most common is just tiny particles, centimeters, millimeters, the size of crumb. And those are nearly ubiquitous out here.
I have read that this massive garbage, it's constantly growing, and some suspect it's already larger than the United States. Is that true?
Well, we actually don't really know how big it is. The North Pacific Gyre, it's the oceanic feature, is huge, but we've only sampled a tiny part of it. The people who've done the most work out here are the Alcalita Marine Research Foundation, but even they have only sampled a very small portion of it.
So how does this impact marine life out there? Is that part of what you're looking into?
Well, what we're starting to do right here is we want to see where the plastic is, what it's doing, and what animals might be interacting with it. Everything from bacteria, the phytoplankton, which are the tiny plants, zooplankton, which are the microscopic animals, small fish, and we also have observers looking for birds and whales that are associated with the debris. We do think that these plastic particles are the right size to be interacting with these tiny animals, whether they're eating them or growing on them or things like that. So that's one of the things we're hoping to get at with this research.
What happens to all this plastic? I mean, does some of it just eventually sink down to the ocean floor and we don't have to worry about it?
From a marine biology perspective, there's also life on the ocean floor, too, so that's not really that great of an outcome.
Okay.
But no, we don't know. One of the big questions is, what the process that we're finding out here, how long has it been out, and where did it come from?
Miriam Goldstein is a graduate student researcher at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. We reached her aboard a research vessel near the North Pacific Ocean Gyre. That's the answer to today's GeoQuiz. You can find links to the Scripps research mission and more on the Great Pacific Garbage Patch at theworld.org.